The $50 million revamp of Cleveland's public square was finished last month, just in time for the Republican National Convention.
I was a Democrat until Peanut Brain. What a miserable failure that guy was.
That's Bruce Spratling, visiting here from South Dakota. He's one of the many people of various political stripes, Republican, Democrat, and Independent, who have converged on Public Square this week. The new square features open grassy areas, a large concrete mall, and a reflecting pool. People have been milling around while scheduled speakers take the stage, and impromptu speakers commandeer crowds.
But the number one thing overall that we must do is come together. If we don't come together...
On Wednesday, one of the biggest responses was for the Westboro Baptists, a controversial church which has been declared a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Jesus Christ will judge!
This is the worst comedy show I've ever seen!
Party at your church after this! I'm bringing some natural ice!
That's Cliff Cash, a comedian from North Carolina who's here for some shows during the RNC.
I can't write anything better than that, and I have huge vocal cords. I can drill sergeant yell that dude for hours without being tired.
Do you think it's having an impact?
No, but I'm funny.
At first, bicycle police formed a barrier around the Westboro Baptists, then a second line of California Highway Patrolmen formed a human barrier around that. Eventually, a group of nearby musicians started playing. Marilyn Cornell, age 76, from Parma, wore a Bernie Sanders shirt and kept her distance.
They're speaking against gays and against blacks, and I want to know if they ever read the part in the Bible that says, judge not, lest ye be judged. I don't know. I wonder. It makes me wonder.
The crowd and police eventually spread back out to roam the square. Nearby, Bruce Spratling took in the proceedings. He's the one who said earlier he dislikes Peanut Head, his name for Jimmy Carter. Spratling looks like a walking relic from Woodstock. He's decked out with Willie Nelson-style braids, wide red suspenders, and lots of pinbacks from various blues concerts on his tie-dyed T-shirt. But look closer, and the shirt says, Make America Great Again.
Trump support is broad-based. Well, what I really like about it is that building the wall, stopping illegal immigration, and not letting Muslims into the country.
On the other side of the political spectrum, Alex Shabbat came here from California with a wagon full of free food and a bed comforter-sized upside-down American flag with the word stolen flag written on it.
And then it's still being used to justify going all over the globe, Iraq, Afghanistan, South America, everywhere in between. And this has a really bloody history, and I don't think it ever really represented what people think it represents.
Corps veteran, I'll say it represents sacrifices made by my people. And if you're thinking about doing something with that flag, I strongly suggest that you change your ideas.
That voice at the end is Sean Witte from California, and he was referring to the rumor that a flag was going to be burned on Public Square. But that turned out to be just a rumor, because the flag was burned later at the corner of East 4th Street and Prospect Avenue. Police from Cleveland, as well as from Georgia, Texas, and Florida, streamed in to maintain order and keep people on the sidewalks. Eventually, 17 people were arrested, charged with things like refusing an order to disperse, resisting arrest, or assaulting a police officer. Frank Casagrande, a guest of the Florida delegation, says Cleveland has the perfect number of police officers here for the RNC.
I think the police department is doing a fantastic job. I mean, they need so much credit because you've got a situation that could get out of control, and they have done a world-class job, and they ought to be commended for it.
Up and down Euclid Avenue and East 4th Street, conventioners, media, and visitors weaved around the various street vendors. Most of them were selling pro-Trump or anti-Hillary T-shirts. But Dan Malafronte came from New Jersey to sell boxes of cereal.
We are Trump Flakes and Clinton Crunch. Basically, it's just a funny twist on a serious topic.
And I imagine you're going to be at the DNC as well.
Yeah, unless we sell out, we will definitely be there. I love Cleveland, man. Actually, one of the cleanest cities I've ever been to. It's been awesome.
I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.